RadioArchives.com presents Sherlock Holmes, Consulting Detective, Volume 13. Read for you by Roberto Scarlato. Sherlock Holmes, Consulting Detective, Volume 13 is one of the many audiobooks available from RadioArchives.com.
Sherlock Holmes in The Woman Who Collected Queen Victoria by I.A. Watson. Amongst the clutter stored in the attic box room of 221B Baker Street was a small china tankard carrying an image of Her Majesty Queen Victoria, as she had appeared at the age of 18 on the occasion of her coronation. Holmes was dismissive about it. "A gift from a correspondent after the most trifling of cases, I'm afraid. And not the genuine article, either. That was the point of the investigation. The uncovering of a forgery." He showed no interest in the object thereafter, nor in sharing with me the circumstances of its acquisition. The matter had been mundane to the brilliant detective. The item was only clutter. The piece remained unregarded amongst the files and remnants of Holmes's old inquiries, and was forgotten about, until one afternoon, during that brutal hot summer of 1890, when it became harbinger of a devious plot of adultery, betrayal, and deception. I called at Baker Street during my afternoon constitutional to discover that Holmes was entertaining a prospective client. I apologized for interrupting, and would have continued walking my dog, except that my friend hailed me to remain. "Sit down, Watson. You may find some interest in this." The man who occupied what I tended to think of as our visitor chair glanced at me uncertainly. He was past his middle years, with a weary, wrinkled face below a receding hairline. His suit was conservative, perhaps a little old-fashioned, but his pocket watch was of excellent quality, and his cufflinks were mother-of-pearl. I adjudged him a man of business, and was gratified when Holmes identified him. "This is Mr. Hayworth, solicitor, up from Bath, with a problem to set before me. He is the executor of Miss Alexandra Dore, a lady who perished in a fire last January. And here is Dr. Watson, my friend and colleague, who on occasion lends his witness to my investigations. You may speak before him with complete confidence." The legal man seemed somewhat placated by this introduction. I gathered from his momentary agitation that he was not entirely comfortable consulting Holmes in the first place. "We had scarcely begun," my friend mentioned. "Perhaps Mr. Hayworth would be so good as to summarize what he has already mentioned, and then continue his accounts of events?" Hayworth assented. He gripped his walking cane for support, although he was seated, and repeated his statement so far. "I am the named executor of Miss Dore, daughter of the engineer Herbert Dore, who worked under Mr. Bruno on the Great Western Railway and other civic projects. Miss Dore inherited the whole of her father's substantial fortune, but never married. She was still a young woman of 35 when she too died some 4 months ago, as fire claimed a portion of her townhouse in Bath." Hayworth paused and checked his collar. He was plainly a little embarrassed to divulge some sordid family history. "The reason for Miss Alexandra Dore being the sole beneficiary is rather difficult. Herbert Dore had 2 children. Then his wife, Mrs. Beatrice Dore, née Scott, was exposed as having an affair with her husband's business partner, one Edwin Reith. This was a long time ago, you understand, more than 30 years back. Such were the circumstances that doubt was raised about the true parentage of the younger daughter, Philippine. The matter became public. There was talk of divorce. The whole town was aware of the scandal. My father, who acted then for..."